Yesterday, we were reading the Gemara, Mem Aleph and Aleph, where the Gemara first quoted Omar Ula, six lines from the top. The only time there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Daf Mem on the base, where the Min Shiva Adiv or Achaviv Adiv is Bishabicha same Shabbos, if the both are 308s, and there's a Hida Mitzvah to say the Bracha on the Mufchor, and the Bracha should be Chal on both. So which way would constitute the Hidden Mitzvah? To say the Bracha on the Min Shiva, to say the Bracha on the Chaviv? But if you have Ein Bracha same Shabbos, Rashi says one is a Tznon, and one is a Zayis, and one is a Adam, and one is a Eitz, then you have to say two different Brachas. And Ula is assuming that there's no preference in Seder Kedima. And then the Gemara quotes later on that the Amoraim would disagree, that there's a Seder Kedima as well. So at that point, Rashi writes, why is it Ein Bracha same Shabbos if one is a Tznon and one is a Zayis? The din is a B'diyevet, if you say Bar Prihu Adam on a Zayis, you Yotze, and Shas Hatchak, K'diyevet Domi. So B'Shas Hatchak we permit L'chatchila, what usually is only allowed B'diyevet. So why shouldn't we say over here, in order to save a Bracha, in order not to have to say a Bracha Shein Tzvicha, shouldn't we prefer to say Bar Prihu Adam? So let's say Bar Prihu Adama, and we'll cover both the Tznon and the Zayis with the one Bracha. So Rashi answers, no, that din is only B'diyevet. That's only B'diyevet. But when this is not called a Shas Hatchak, that Shas Hatchak K'diyevet Dami. We had the other day, we were discussing the Machloikas Hatanaim in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav in connection with the Gemara and Nema Medala. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Vav, everybody agrees that there's a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Talos and a Birchas HaMitzvah on Tefillin. The Machloikas Hatanaim is, if you're putting, you plan to put on Bevasachas, Talos and Tefillin, should you say two different brachas? Or do you say no? Maybe it's considered Achshash of Gorem Brachas Shein Tzvicha. So even though l'chatchila you need pirut in the brachas, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you require pirut. You should say a separate bracha on the talis and a separate bracha on the tefillin. But in order to save a bracha, you should combine the two together and say a bracha lishma mitzvah. So that was a machlokes Hatanaim. We paskin know that still Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, the pirut is more important than saving a bracha and combining two brachas together to make it a bracha in tefillin. That's because the alternative is going to be you're going to say a vague bracha, Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvoisav, lasis mitzvois, or Asher Kedeshanu latza. How are you going to say Kedeshanu ala mitzvois, in general, Asher Kedeshanu ala mitzvois? But over here, you're going to say a bracha bar pri hadom, it is going to be a bracha mufuret, it's just not going to be as mufuret as it could have been. Could have been a bar pri hoitz, and that would have been a bar pri hadom. So Rashi says also that that's not avagav disnan, a mem aleph and mem aleph in the Rashi. Alpha Gab this nan Birchal Paris Ilum Burpi Adam Yatsa Hanimili Bechadmina Vito Birchala Burpi Adam of its number Zayas. Well, Birchala, it's not like Nifter Azayas. For sure, you're not supposed to combine it together. And Rashi says that even Bidiyevet or Birchala, it's known like Nifter Hazayas. You don't say the Bidiyevet Yiyats. All right, so that's what you see. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So here on this, in connection with this Rashi, this line of Rashi, there is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch between the Mechaber and Shagas Aryeh. Mechaber understands Rashi as saying that if he said Bari Prihu Adama on the radish or on the potatoes, and you had in mind whatever it's going to turn out to be Bari Prihu Adama, so you don't say that since B'diyevet, if you say Bari Prihu Adama on an apple, you might say, so the Bari Prihu Adama covers apples also. What if I said Bari Prihu Adama on the potato? And I had a mind beferish that it should cover the apple. So then the Mechaber says that Rashi would agree that it would be good. Birach alatznon la nifter azayis, if you didn't have in mind explicitly the gazayis, but if you did have in mind the beferish, that's like saying barpi hadama on the zayis, that b'diyevet the Mishnah says it would be good. The Shagasari is quoted by the Shari Tshuva on the bottom of the page is disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch, disagreeing with the Mechaber's diuk and Rashi. He thinks that it's not correct, that the only time the halacha says that if you said Baruch Prihu Adama on a fruit, your yotze b'diyevet is if the alternative will be to declare it as a bracha levat tola. But over here, I said Baruch Prihu Adama on the potato. So the Baruch Prihu Adama covers the potato. But I had in mind that I want this bracha Adama also to cover the apple. So then, and if it won't cover the apple, the bar peradama won't be a bracha levatala, it'll be a good bracha for the potato. I'll be required to recite a second bracha, ha'etz, over the apple. So the Shadazari claims he understood Rashi differently. He understood, ubirach alatznon, if the bracha is ha'adama, is not going to be a bracha levatala. It is chal on the radishes or on the potatoes, but nifter ha'zais, even if he had in mind explicitly that it should cover the zais as well.
Okay.
No,
maybe it means
something. No, not different. Same thing. No, I don't think so. That's another thing. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chulas Harashba. He read the Gemara. Bichaseim Shava. He said, then the Mishnah says, if one is min shiva, one is not, you should say the Ha'etz on the min shiva. So the Rashba and the Chuvah understands in the Gemara. If you said Bar Pihu Ha'etz on an apple, and you have all kinds of other fruits in front of you, so you don't have to say, if you say bar piho eitz on an apple and you have oranges and pears and other fruits, it's assumed that the bar piho eitz covers all the other fruits as well. But if you have grapes in front of you, or you have olives and you said bar piho eitz on an apple, that will not, bistoma, that will not cover the min shiva. Unless you had in mind explicitly that you want it to be chala on the min shiva. So that's the chulas harashba. No, but over here's a different shad. Here's a shad of an ha'adoma. Ha'adoma and... and her AIDS.
How would the Adama be better if her AIDS doesn't work than an apple to the others?
The stomach does not apply, right? The stomach, her AIDS on an apple, the stomach does not apply to the Zion. But if he had explicitly in mind, then the Rashba says that it would apply. So here by her Adama, whether her Adama, the stomach does not cover her AIDS. That's what Rashi says, but the Shaila is, would Rashi say the same even if he had in mind explicitly, I want the Hadamah to cover the eggs? So the Mechaber says Rashi would agree that then it would be good. The Shagzai thinks that it's not so. He thinks that Rashi would not agree. Okay. Shaila aloch alamaisa. Okay. We left off on the Gemara on Mem Aleph on the base. An important topic. When we eat a meal, so we say Hamoitzi in the beginning of the meal. So the Mishnah says, "A men beis amen aleph birach alapas poter asar parperes." That when you say hamoitzi on the bread, it covers the parperes that comes in the middle of the meal. What exactly is that din? That if you say hamoitzi, it covers all the food in the middle of the meal. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on men aleph amen beis amaskal hilchaso. Tosfos starts off pirush hakuntres. The dvarim haboim machmas hasuda covered with hamoitzi if it's lelapis behemas hapas ain't to nebrocha. If you eat a little bread with the fish and you eat a little bread with the soup and you eat a little bread with the chicken, keep on eating bread with all the other food, all the courses in the meal, then the brocha of hamoitzi on the bread covers all the other courses. Let's say you have lakshin kugel in the middle of the meal. So that's not normal to eat bread together with lakshin kugel. So Rashi would say that you have to say Bari Bini Mizaitis on the Lakshin Kugel. What about the Bracha Achreina? So there Rashi explains you only require a Bracha Rishayna in the case where you're eating, let's say the common practice today is that people do not, the Americans do not keep on eating bread together with each course in the meal. Europeans, Talmid HaChachamim in Europe used to do it in the last generation because of Rashi, because they were concerned about Rashi. The Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Tosis says, whatever you eat in the middle of the meal in order to fill you up, the soup is to fill you up, and all the courses, and the lakshin kugel, everything is in order to fill you up. So that's called dvar mahaboyim machmas hasuda. So that's covered with the bracha before and after. Rashi says, no. If it's something that's eaten to fill you up, it's covered with the bracha after. The birchas hamazon covers it. But hamoitzi only covers the bracha shalofaneho in the case where you're eating the bread mamish together with the course in the meal. Tosfos has a few kashas against Rashi. So one of the, let's see, so one of the kashas they ask against Rashi is v'loy nehira, the Tosfos amem aleph amem beis dibra maskad hilchasa. So on the third line from the fourth line from the beginning of the Tosfos, first they quote Rashi, then they say v'loy nehira, they don't agree. Dimkein masnisnehi, isn't that the exact same din that appeared in the Mishnah when you're eating an ikar and a tofel, birach aloika pateras atvelo. So what do you need another din over here? Birach alapas pateras apaperis. When you say hamoitzi, you cover all the dvarim abay machmas hasud. Isn't that mamish an ikar and a tofel? So Rashi holds it's not an ikar and a tofel. In the Mishnah later on, that's what the Pnei Yeshua points out. What does it have to do with ikar and tofel? The Mishnah later on is talking about a situation, the person A, Peres Ginoisa, and Peres Ginoisa are so sweet, he has a bad taste in his mouth because it's too sweet. So he eats Maliach in order to offset the flavor of the Peres Ginoisa. So the whole reason, the whole motivation to eat the Dovah Maliach, the salty herring, is in order to offset the flavor of the sweetness of the flavor of the Peres Ginoisa. Or the next step, he had a Maliach and he has a salty taste in his mouth and he wants to offset that by having a bite of bread. So what is he just going to chew the bread and spit it out? He chews the bread and he swallows it to remove the salty flavor in his throat also. So the whole motivation to eat the Maliach in the first place is as a tofel to the Peres Ginoisa. The whole motivation in the first place to eat the pas is in order to offset, in order to serve literally as a tofel to the Maliach. But over here in our case, this is not what he has soup and he has the chicken and the meat and the vegetables. Everything is to offset the flavor of the bread. No, this is what he wants to have fleishiks, he wants to have milchiks, whatever. So he eats. He places an order in a restaurant, or he makes up with his wife what they're going to have for dinner. So they're giving different courses in the meal. The only thing is that you're eating the bread together with other things. If you would shmeirah, butter or margarine or jam on the bread, so you can say that's literally an ikar and a tofu. The different kinds of ikar and tofu. So that's literally an ikar and a tofu. But over here, this is not an ikar and a tofu. This is a different thing. He's eating bread together with a course in the meal. So that's what the Pinuishua says. He doesn't see what Taisus Kashi is against Rashi. Im Kain, if that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, Birach al Pas Pateres HaPaperes, that it comes out, it's literally Iker and Atof. It's not literally an Iker and Atof. Then Taisus is bothered with another Kashi. If the only time Rashi holds, the only time Hamoitzi covers all of the food that you eat in the meal is if you're eating the food together with the Challah, but if, let's say if you have lakshin kugel in the middle of the meal, which is not normal to eat together with challah, then Rashi would insist that you have to say bari minim zaynus on the kugel. So Taisus asks, what if a person has a drink of wine in the middle of the meal? Is that normal that he munches on challah the same time that he's drinking the wine? No, he drinks the wine separately. So why does the Gemara raise a question? The Gemara had a havamina that ihachi yai nami niftri pas on the last line on mem aleph on the base. The students were asking Shalu as Ben Zayma, the last five lines on the Yomim. Shalu as Ben Zayma, it's a brisa, they asked the Tana Ben Zayma. So they got up to the next question, why doesn't Tamoitzi cover the Yayin as well? So he comes up with the answer, Shaini Yayin, the Garden Baruch HaLiatzim. That's the top line on Mem Beis HaMinal. So what was the question that the students were answering? According to Rashi, the only time Hamoitzi covers Dvarim Haboyim Machmas Hasuda, B'terech Hasuda is if you eat it together. If you eat it, you drink all the other foods or beverages together with challah. So that's not normal. What was the Gemara's question? If you drink wine in the middle of the meal, like we drink wine, of course you say Bar Piyagot. The Gemara's question was, if you're dipping challah into wine and eating the challah together with the wine, so then maybe Hamoitzi should cover the wine. That was the question. So Taisa says maybe the din is that the Hamoitzi does cover the wine. How did the Gemara Minayim Psikale? How did the Gemara know that Hamoitzi doesn't pater the wine in such a case? That's a rare situation. Then Lefarish Lepim Shakun is Yain Niftri Pas Kishishorit Pita Biyeno Koma. If he soaked the challah in the wine, he's eating challah together with the wine. Havale Tofel. In that case, Rashi would say it's double. So Tay says, maybe the din is Aitaka, don't say Bar Piyagopin. That's what Taisus' time is against Rashi. So perhaps Taisus explains later on the bottom Taisus that when a person is eating a meal, Taisus, second line from the bottom and the last Taisus, Ihochi. Udaloka Machzavitri Shikosa, Machzavitri is one of the Talmidim of Rashi based on Rashi's Psokim. So Machzavitri claims that if you're eating a meal and you keep on drinking water in the middle of the meal, you have to say shahakal on the water. I think Mar says you only have to say a bracha on the wine. No, wine is filling. That's how the Gemara said in the beginning of the perek, that wine is filling. Water is not nutritious. Water is not filling. It's not nutritious. So that you say a bracha shahakal on water in the middle of the meal, that's a double pashut. A according to the Machzor Vitri. The Gemara raised the question that wine should be considered like Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Hasuda, should be treated like a course in the meal because it's filling and it's nutritious, has nourishment, so that should be covered with Hamoitzi. So the Gemara had to come up with a reason why even wine is not covered. But Shakal Niba Dvar over other drinks, over water, that's for sure you have to say a bracha. And not only on the first sip of water, if you sip a little water now, and you're not thirsty anymore, and then you have another course in the meal, you want to sip another bit of water later on. So every time, every time you take another sip of water, you have to say, because if he was still thirsty when he took the first sip of water, he should have had more water the first time. Teretz says he drank enough water to quench his thirst. He's not thirsty. So then later on he eats more food and that makes him thirsty again. So then that's considered like nimbach. Something new came up later on. So the first shahakal on the first bit of water doesn't cover the water from later on. That's the Tosafot quotes in the name of the Machzavitri. So Tosafot doesn't agree with that. Tosafot says that drinking beverages in the middle of meal is literally an ikar and a tofel, because when you eat the food, it makes you thirsty. You keep on, either it makes you thirsty or you drink more in order to wash down the food. That's how the science in the days of the Gemara was. The Gemara quoted earlier that whenever you have, where was the Gemara? At the end of every meal, you should drink a lot. Acha kol shtiyoscho shtey mayim, and acha kol achilosko shtey mayim. That was the Gemara Mem Amar Al, about the importance of drinking a lot at the, in connection with eating food. So the way Taisus explains later, that when you eat food, you have to drink, so the drinking of the mashkim later on is mamash atofel. So that's the pashtus, why the Gemara thought that yayin nami niftere pas, that should be mamash nikar in atofel. Taisus asked on Rashi that if the only time hamoitzi covers the bracha shalafaneha on the soup and on the fish and on the meat is if you're eating challah together with the soup, the fish and the meat, so why did Mori ask about yayin? Yayin nami niftere pas, that hamoitzi on bread should cover the bar piagofen on the wine. What kind of question is that? It's not talking about shor pita b'yayin, it's talking about drinking the wine separately. No, Rashi says hamoitzi only patas the other macholim if you're eating them together with the challah. So the Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't see what the taina of Taisus is. Rashi only insists that the hamoitzi only patas the fish and the meat. If you eat the fish and the meat together with bread, that's if you were interested in having fish and meat. A fella sits down to eat, he's not interested in drinking water. At least Bismarck Gemara is not interested in drinking water. He's interested in eating the courses of the meal. But it's not healthy to eat without drinking, so he has to drink also. So the drinking is mamash a tofel. That's why the Gemara asked the question. Since the drinking is literally a tofel, you can have a tofel b'zach hazeh. The story later. The fella had peris ginoiser, and it left too sweet a flavor in his mouth, and he has afterwards maliach, and then the maliach left too salty a flavor in his mouth, and then he has later on the challah. That's b'zach hazeh, b'zach hazeh. So you can still have it. Tofel is not only if it's b'vasachas, like when you put the margarine on the bread, or you put the salt on vegetables. It doesn't have to be dafke b'vasachas. Even b'zach hazeh can also be a tofel. Here also, the pashtus is that the wine that you drink in the middle of the meal is a tofel to the meal, because it's because he ate so much, that's why he wants to have a drink. So the Pnei Yeshua is not so inspired, not so enthused by Tosafot's kashus. He sees that Rashi can be defended. Rashi is now not so indefensible over here. Tosafot is entitled to disagree with Rashi. Okay, we happen to pass like Tosafot. When you say hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, so that covers even the courses that you're going to have in the middle of the meal, that are not going to be eaten together with the challah. We pass on like this.
But how come it's going what at the atmos? If it's so tougher, then how does the Gemara answer that it's going what at the atmos? That's why you have to
right.
According to me, for interpretation, it's not okay.
I mean, maybe we should. One could argue with the Gemara, you mean? Okay. But he learns according to Rashi that's what the Gemara said. He assumes that's what the Gemara said.
Even though it's a tofel,
yeah, but since it's going broccoli out small, so we ignore the fact that it's a tofel. Because the wine in the middle of the meal should have been covered However, Yalam Shat and Gemara, the wine in the middle of the meal should have been covered with the Amaitzi. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why it's not. So even if you say that it should have been covered with Hamaitzi because of the din of Ikra and Tofel, not because of this Mishnah that Birch al Hapas, Potter as Kol HaDvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSudi. You say it's based on that din, Ikra and Tofel still. Even on Hilchas Birchas HaNenen should have been covered with a different bracha, that's the Gemara's explanation. The Goren Bracha Liatzmo, so we ignore the fact that it's a Tofel. Yeah. So again, so Tosis does not agree with Rashi. Tosis learns that Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Asude B'toich Asude Anatune Brocha Lo Lefneim Lo Lechem doesn't necessarily mean that you're eating the courses of food together with the Lechem, even if you eat it not together with Lechem. If you're eating it in order to fill yourself up, so that's called Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Asude. And what's Dvar Mahaboy Shaloy Machmas Asude? What does that mean? So Rashi translates, it's a course in the meal, but you're not eating it together with pas. You're not eating it pas. So Rashi says in such a case, you need a bracha shalach for now, but you don't need a bracha shalach now. Dvarim haboim shaloi machmas hasuda b'toich hasuda, tu ne bracha lefneim, tu ne bracha lachreim. Why don't you need a bracha lachreim? Because it's eaten, the course in the meal is eaten to fill yourself up. So that's covered with the birchas hamazon. It's not covered with hamaitzah because you're not eating it together with bread. Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. So Tosis interprets dvarim haboim shaloi machmas hasuda b'toich hasuda means you're having dessert. So you're having dessert at the end of the meal. So why is it called b'toich hasuda? B'toich hasuda means they didn't make a siluk hashulchan yet. They didn't say havlon and levarach. They didn't wash mayim achrayim yet. So that's called b'toich hasuda. But it really means you're having dessert at the end of the meal. And then what's the last line in the psak of Rapapa? Rapapa is giving all the psakim over here. Am Rapapa Hilchasa. So the last line was La'achar asude dvar ma'boim la'achar asude tune brocha be'lefneim be'lachem. So Rashi translates that to mean if you're eating a dessert which is normally eaten at the end of the meal, so even if you happen to eat it in the middle of the meal, you have to say a bracha lefneim muli achreim. Tunim bracha bein lefneim bein achreim. And Tosha disagrees and says, no, that's what the middle, Rapapa said three psakim. So Tosha claims that was the middle psak of Rapapa. Dvarim haboim shaloi machmas hasuda b'toich hasuda means you had dessert at the end of the meal before you washed mayim achreim, before you said havlon and levarach, before you made the siluk hashulchan, before you made the siluk from achilah. So then Rapapa already said you need a bracha lefaneha and you don't need a bracha lachara. So what's the last psak of Rapapa? Lachara suda. Lachara suda means if you're having dessert but it's served after the whole siluk hashulchan. So everybody was mesalik daita me'achila. So then you need a bracha lefneim, uli achrei. That's how Tosis learns. And Rashi learns no. Dvarim haboim la'achara suda is something that's normally served. Rashi writes explicitly. Rashi writes three lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Dvarim ha'irigilim lovay la'achar asuda gom peiris afilu habiyim b'toch asuda shaloi machmas liftan, you're not eating it to fill you up, liftan is to fill you up, then Rashi holds that you need a bracha before and after. So we follow Tosis over here. Tosis, safik brachas lovay, Tosis did away with a lot of brachas over here. Rashi has many more brachas. Tosis did away with the brachas.
Right. The person who eats the parperis, we make hamotzi, we eat the parperis. So according to Tosus, would that also be called varim shalom machmas asuda? Because it's not the meal itself. It's just in order to get you to increase your appetite.
An appetizer is a machlokes rishonim. Whether an appetizer has the same status as dvarim haboim machmas asuda. Literally, machmas asuda, according to Tosis, means something that you eat to fill you up. So what if you eat an appetizer which is not really eaten to fill you up, but it's lahamshech tavis achila? So that's a machlokes rishonim. So basically, we're makel on that. We assume that the dovik brachas lahakala, that too is considered dvarim haboim machmas asuda. We wouldn't say a bracha on it. The Gemara started off by having a machlokes in the Memalef and Beis. The Gemara starts off a machlokes Rav Huna, it's two against one. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman combined are disagreeing with Rav Sheshes. So the two of them say the same thing. that if they serve to Einim Vanovim B'Toy Chasud, you need a bracha lefneim, Ve'ein Tunim Bracha Li'achreim. And Rav Sheish disagrees, there is no such thing. Shein L'chodov, Shittam Bracha Lefanim, Ve'ein Tunim Bracha Li'achreim, doesn't exist, there is no such thing. You only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. The only case you have is Pasavo B'Kisnim B'Ovav, that you said bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. So what exactly, what are they fighting about? It means that they serve dessert. Avilef named Teinim Anovim. They serve dessert. B'toy Chasura. What do you mean B'toy Chasura? Before the benching. B'toy Chasura, before the benching. So Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say the way we paskin, that you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after, because it's covered with hamaitz. And Rav Sheish disagrees, and he thinks that you got to say a bracha before. The only time you say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after, is pasabo b'kisnin. What do you mean pasabo b'kisnin? Cookies. Cookies. Only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. What's going on? So Rashi interprets pasabo b'kisnin is served after bichas hamazon, after they finish benching already. Meaning on a clear blue sky, in the middle of right now, someone's going to serve pasabo b'kisnin. So Rashi says you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. What's that? This? Why don't you say a bracha after? What does it mean? So Rashi says it doesn't mean you don't say a bracha at all. It means you don't say ala michya. You say bar nefashes. Where do you have such a terminology? That tunim bracha lefnei, the ain tunim bracha lachareim. Ain tunim bracha lachareim means you don't say ala michya, but you do say bar nefashes. So Rashi quotes, it says before, if you're eating oriz v'deuchen, pas oriz v'deuchen, so it says you say bar mini mezonis, ule achara v'loi klum. And after you finish eating the pas oriz v'deuchen, no bracha is recited at all. So Rashi said over there, it doesn't mean no bracha as we said at all. It means you don't say ala michi, you say bar nefashis. Same over here, Rashi learns, if you have pasabo b'kisnin, so you say bar minim zaynis in advance, and you don't say ala michi at the end, you say bar nefashis. Why do you say bar nefashis? Bishleima oriz v'doichem, we understand, because it's so filling, so it deserves to be bar minim zaynis. Okay, achidish, even though it's not from the chameshis mini dogon. But in order to say ala michya, in order to say ala eitz val prihoitz, the ain shalosh, the abridged form of the bichas hamazon, that's reserved dafka for the shivus haminim. That's how the pasuk says. Eretz chito sara gevin and teinim rima, ve'achalta v'savata v'rachto v'san shem v'vakecha. So you say, one time, Rabbi Gamliel says, you say the whole bichas hamazon, and we pass, and you say, me ain shalosh, eretz hipsik linyan. So on Eretz HaShalevim, miskenes tochal bo lechem, if you eat lechem, so you recite shalosh brachas, the whole bichas hamazon. And if you eat the Shivas Aminim, non-lechem, then you say me'en shalvish. But if you're eating pasaris v'dechem, it's not from the Shivas Aminim. So we understand why it's bar nefosh. But what's the tushtel over here? It's the Rashi's hashvah is a little strange. Why is it tak over here? Why is it bar nefosh? What does Rashi explain? He says because it's made in the shape of birds and trees. That probably is not the reason why. That's a description. The fact that it looks like birds are treat, that's not the reason why. And then he says, V'och l'mehem dovam what? What do you mean dovam what? Did you eat a kazayis? Did you not eat a kazayis? When he took shenos them about tavlin harbe, v'agoyz ha-mishkeinim, ha-machol ha-muot, lo'i hitinu ha-brocha me'en sholosh. What does he mean here? When he took shenos them about tavlin harbe, v'agoyz ha-mishkeinim, ha-machol ha-muot, lo'i hitinu ha-brocha me'en sholosh. Here I saw and in short, the Brichas Rosh have two different suggestions. Taisa is not happy with this Rosh. They said they never heard of such a thing. That you don't say Ala Michi. If you say Bar Mizanis in the beginning, you should say Ala Michi in the end. So I saw the Brichas Rosh interprets in Rashi that you have so much Tavlin, Harbei, and so much Egoz and Mishkeidim, so you simply don't have a Kazai's dog and Turkey de Achilos Kras. Sometimes you have so much filling, you have so much sugar, and so much of the other ingredients. You're not going to have a kazayis tuk d'achilos pras unless you eat the 20 pieces. So if he eats 20 pieces, Rashi will agree that you say ala michya. But if he only eats one piece of cake, or two or three, he has for doubles or for triples, he has three pieces of cake. So he had a kazayis of food, but he didn't have a kazayis of dogon. So that taka says in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have cake, kol sheyesh b'machamesh is b'nei dogon, that we had on Daf Lamed Hey, Rabbi Shmuel Bami Travayu. Rabbi Shmuel both said the same thing, that even though the content of flour, the Chameshis Minyadogan, is less than 50%, and any mixture, let's say in any cake, less than 50%, still is considered the ikar, and you say bari mina mezainus, unless it's only ledevik bialma or it's literally a tofel. But if it's not literally a tofel, if it basically is a cake, so you say bari mina mezainus. But the Mishnah Berurah says, in order to say ala michia, you have to have had a kazayis dov and took the achilos pras, which usually will not be the case. Maybe that's what Rashi means. That's how the Bichas Rosh interprets the Rashi. The Torah shenos the motav and harbe, if it goes to mishkein machol amuat, you don't eat so much. If it would have been that you eat 20 pieces, 20 slices of cake, maybe you would have had a kazayis dov. But he says machol amuat, you don't give you 20 pieces of cake. Only give it 2-3 pieces of cake. So 2-3 pieces of cake, you're not going to have a kazayis of dogma until kedachilos pras. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's the din is correct. The Mishnah Berurah passing is like that. Some achrayim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes it from Rabbi Achrayim. Some achrayim disagree based on the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos talks about I had a kazayis of nevela meat, and if I would eat it, I would get malchus. And then I left it out in the sun, and the sun was beating down on it, and the moisture evaporated and it shrank. So the piece of kazayis of meat no longer has a kazayis. It's less than a kazayis. If I'll eat the nevela at the time that it has less than a kazayis, I will not get malchus. Then I'll soak it in water to reconstitute it. Not going to make it the larger size than it was originally. I'll restore it to the same size that it was before. So now it has back again a kazayis. But now I made it into a kazayis by putting in water. It's the same water that evaporated. H2O evaporated. I put back water also. Yeah, but the original moisture was there when the animal, when I bought the piece of meat from the AMP, when I bought the nevela from the AMP. So that moisture is mitztaref to the kazayis. You can't say you have to eat a kazayis of flesh and ignore all the moisture in it. No, the moisture is the part of every michael. But if the moisture evaporated and it had less than a kazayis, and then I soaked it in water, and then it was reconstituted, it regained back its sheer kazayis. So that's a discussion in the Gemara Menachos, whether you get malchus if you eat that kazayis in the end. So the Gemara says that there's a chumra midrabbanan that you treat it like a kazayis. Minatara it's not. Minatara, since the moisture evaporated and has less than a kazayis, so even though I'll soak it in water, minatar is not considered kazayis. But when the Rabbanim were machmed to treat it as if it was reconstituted. So some achrayim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah quoted achrayim, who said that if you have cake and you don't have a kazayis of dogon, even though you have a kazayis of cake, you have more than a kazayis of cake, but you don't have a kazayis of dogon, so it's going to be very many bezonis in advance, but it's not going to be alamichet yet. So the Yorches Chaim from the Sepinke quotes some achrayim who disagree with this Shita that the Mishnah Berurah quoted. They say no, since Midrabbanan you consider it like it did have a kishir, so the bracha is, you have to say Midrabbanan, you have to say the bracha of Alamichi. And the Achrayim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes hold, no, what do you mean? You don't say it's a chumra Midrabbanan that instead of saying Barnefash is for sure he's going to say he ate cake and he had more than a kazayis of cake. On the cake he said Bari Mina Mizainis in advance, even though it has less than 50% of flour. Because the Rabbi Shmuel Damitra calls Sheyesh Mamachameshes Mudov. So you say Mizaynus. The question is at the end. So at the end, you didn't have a kazayis of dogon, but altogether you had a kazayis of food. So Bar Nefashes for sure you're going to have to say. Shadis, maybe you have to say something more than Bar Nefashes. The Mishnah Berurah says, no. You can't say we go the Chumra to require Alamichi. That's not called the Chumra. We always say Safi Brachas Lahakel. Whenever you have a suffix bracha, so we say you have to go to chumra not to say the bracha. Whenever you're mesupik, whether you say a bracha or not, so you say don't say the bracha. So here we have a tosa. We're going to have to say a bracha. Should we say brachas or should we say al hamichya? So we should say really. So the Mishnah Berurah holds suffix brachas lahakil. You should not say al hamichya. Say the bracha ktsar. For sure you got to say bar nefashes. Shadis, will you have to say al hamichya also? So he says no. And the other achrayim hold that since when the Rabbanan they were machmed to say that when you reconstitute the shear, it is considered a shear l'chumra. So here we would say l'chumra that you should say alamich. And the Mishnah Berurah holds the achrayim that he's quoting holds that's not called l'chumra, that's called l'kula. To say that you have to say alamich instead of saying bar nefashes, that's considered l'kula. That's not considered l'chumra. So that's what the Bichas Rosh interprets in Rashi. Ochel mehem dova muwati. He doesn't eat 20 slices of cake. He only eats one or two slices. And because tavlan harbe and shkedim ve'gozim u'machol amuot, so therefore, what it means is you're not going to have a kazayis dogan at the end. Lo hitinu avrocha me'en sholosh, because you didn't have a kazayis of dogan. The din is correct. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passed. The shad is that what Rashi means. So the Birchas Rosh thinks that that's what Rashi means.
I don't understand the connection to the Gemara with the Menachos. What's the connection?
When the Gemara Menachos talks about a situation where Menachari, you don't have a kazayis, but Midirabbanan, we're machmet to consider it as if you have a kazayis. So the Gemara says Midirabbanan, you go to the Chumrah that it's considered a kazayis for a couple of... For what purposes there? It's considered kibetza for Kabbalah's tumah purposes, to transmit tumah. It is considered kibetza. Minatora, the water that I put into the meichel does not become part of the meichel, and the meichel itself is less than a kibetza, let's say. But midirabbanan, you go to the chumrah and you say that the meichel became more than a kibetza, so it's mekabel tumah even the tamiyachem. So that's what the Orach Haschaim quotes achrenim who disagree with the achrenim that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, and they say that if you mix together Dogon with sugar or with other flavorings, so Minatoiro, the Dogon is all you have is Dogon less than a kazayis. So you really shouldn't say alamichi over here. But when you mix in other things and the nefech becomes bigger, the volume becomes bigger, so the Gemara says that Midirabbanan, we are machmet to treat it as if it has a bigger shear. Not only the case where it originally started off with a shear kazayis and then evaporated and you pour back water. Any case like that. If you had flour, so if I would have just had the flour and the water and I would have eaten a little piece, it wouldn't have had a kazayis. But because I mixed in sugar and flavoring and nuts, shkedim, ve'gozim, and tavan harbe, so now the whole volume of the whole thing gets bigger, so now it does have a kazayis. So I treat it as if the whole thing has a kazayis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mazel Tov has a kazayis. If you don't have a kazayis of Dublin, you don't have a mitzvah on that. And the other Achranim say, no. Since Midirabbanan, you go to Chumah to treat it as if the Dublin got bigger, so I say, I have a kazayis of Dublin.
And is this halacha only legabe brachos or legabe isur behetar as well? Would you say if you have a tarobus, where you don't have kazayis, you have first Midirabbanan, you're going to say it's as if you do?
What's going to be the nafkamina to give malchus? We don't have malchus
midirabbanan. Okay,
I can
give you midirabbanan
on
malchus.
You can't give malchus if he didn't have a gazayis. You can't give malchus.
Fire out by your matzah, no? There's no fire out by matzah midirabbanan.
Maybe there would be. Okay, maybe there would be.
Well, what about Same Chumash Shavuot Pesach?
Okay, maybe for other missions as well. Yeah. So the Gemara says there, Menachas, that with midirabbanan. If you mix in other ingredients and you make the volume bigger, so midirabbanan is treated as if the original thing has a bigger volume. L'chumra. L'chumra, not l'kuma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, to say ala michya as opposed to burn afashas, that's called l'kuma. L'chumra would be your machma, not to say brocha l'vatola, so just say burn afashas, don't say ala michya. And the other achrenim hold, no, you got to go l'chumra to yes say ala michya. To say a brocha, not say a brocha, so you say salgir brocha is l'akil. But the Ben Kovakoy is saying a bracha. The only toss up is when it's going to be Bar Nefash, it's going to be Alam Michya. So then the other Achrayim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah's Achrayim, and they hold that Lachumra is to require Alam Michya. So that's what the Bichas Rosh interprets, that's what Rashi means. The Pein Shua has a different suggestion in Rashi. He says, and now it fits in every word, Mitoch Shenasmo Tavlin Harbei, that goes in Mishkedim. I don't know what he does. Ochel mehem dova muat, I'm not sure what he deals with that. Machol amuat, I'm not sure. He emphasizes tavlin harbe goes mishkedim. So he learns in Rashi that more than 50% of this biscuit, more than 50% of the cake or the cookie, the ingredients, more than 50% is going to be something other than doga. So true, Rabbi Shmuel damit Rabbi Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh, meaning dogon. Even if it has less than 50% of dogon, you still say alamichia. That's only going to get to bracha rishayim. When we get to Bach Achreino, there is no such rule, so we revert back to the basic rule. The basic rule is, whenever you have a mixture of two different things together, one is Adama, one is Shahakala, one is Shahakala, one is Ha'et, whatever. So whatever is more than 50% wins. So the one exception to the rule is Chamesh is Minei Dagon, Kol Sheyesh Ma Chamesh is Minei Dagon. So the Gemara just quotes Rabbi Shmuel, that's vis-a-vis Bracha Rishayna. You say Bari Minim Zaynis on. But the Gemara never said that whenever you say Bari Minim Zaynis in the beginning, you say Al Amichi at the end. Taisus Tain is against Rashi. Al Pasa Bobi Kisnin. So the beginning of the Taisus, they quote Rashi, the Tom Bracha Lafana, they know Tom Bracha Lach Rak Bar Nefashis. Yeah. From a Rashi, it's a little vague. You might have mistakenly gotten the impression that you don't say Bracha Achronol. So Taisus says, no, Rashi compared it to Oriz V'Doichan, that you say Mezainis in the beginning, you say Bar Nefashis at the end. But Chila Mezainis from the Besof of Oklum, Rashi writes, if a loy klum means bar nefashis, see here too, if you have pasab al bekis and a little bit sof, he say bar nefashis. The Taisus is already interpreting Rashi. They added on a line to Rashi, because that's what Rashi means, because he made a comparison to Oriz V'Doichan, that a little bit sof, a loy klum, and there it means you say bar nefashis. So Taisus says, upirish Rashi, afil ocha mehem acha birchas hamazen koma. So Taisus says, v'loy nehiru. So they taina, the Amin Liel, it says before, Kol Sheyesh Ben Chamesh Amin, Tzorch Brocha Meyen Sholosh. So they don't have any tzion where the Maramachim is. The Amin Liel, if you look in the Taisus. The answer is that it doesn't exist. There is no such Gemara. That's what the Pnei Yeshiva time. There is no such Gemara. The Amin Liel, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amin Chavak, Kol Sheyesh Ben Chamesh Amin, Mevarchim Ola Bar Minim Zaynis. But they never said, Kol Sheyesh Ben Chamesh Amin, Mevarchim Ola Mezainis B'tchila V'al HaMichya L'Besof. They never said that. They just said Mevarchim Ola Barimim Mezainis. So the Pnei Yeshua learns Pshat and Rashi that over here we're talking about a case that the Egozim Ushkedim and the Tavlin Harbei Tavlin Harbei Egozim Ushkedim is more than 50% of the whole thing. So that's why it's knocked down from, it doesn't knock it off from Mezainis. That's Rabbi Shmuel said like that. But it does knock it off from Al HaMichya, because regarding the Bracha Achreinu, it's governed with the regular rule of all other Macholim, that you go Basaroi, whatever is more than 50% wins. So here, this Pasa Bavikistan is more than 50% other ingredients. So it's not going to be Al HaMichya. Yeah, we don't follow that, Rashi. We follow Taisus. But I think we follow the Mishnah Brurah's Achreinu, as opposed to the Orchaz Chaim's Achreinu. That they say if you have a mixture of sugar and other things, everything has been starved to the shear, to zayis. But the Bracha Achreinu, we don't do like that. We follow the Mishnah Brurah's Achreinu. You only say Al HaMichya if you actually have a kazayis of Dogon to Kedei Achilos Pras. So how did Taisus learn Pshat over here? Taisus not happy with the whole thing that Rashi said. So the first half of the Taisus, they quote Rashi and they say V'lo Nir, they're not happy. And then they say Al Ken Tzorch Lefarish, and the Taisus El Apostle Babakistan. Not that you're having the serving cake after the Birchas Hamazon, and you don't say a Bracha Achreinu of Al HaMichya. Why not? So he said, it doesn't make any sense. No, you're eating this dessert at the end of the meal. So if you would have had fruits at the end of the meal, Rav Sheshes is speaking now. Rav Sheshes was in disagreement with Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Nachman and Rav Huna say, if they serve Teinim HaNovim, B'toch HaSud, Teinim HaNovim is dessert. That's not a main course. If you serve Teinim HaNovim, say you say a bracha before, and you do not say a bracha after. So that's how Rav Papa is going to say later. That's the way Taisus read Rav Papa. That's how he passed him like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Taisus, in this Ela Pasa Babakis, in the last three lines in the Taisus, they write, L'kai malon ki Rav Sheshes, Ela ki Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Dein halacha ki yochid, B'makam Rav, Halacha is gedolus. Halacha is gedolus, says, Machlek is 2-1. So we pass him like Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, against Rav Sheshes. And then Taisus learns, that's what Rav Papa says later, Hilchasa. The Gemara quotes Rav Papa last, he had the final say. So we pass like Rav Papa, Hilchasa, is like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshes disagrees with them, and Rav Sheshes holds that if you're eating fruits as a dessert, not only do you say bracha before, you say bracha after as well, because ein lecha dovish etom bracha lefon ve'en etom bracha le'achar, ela pas habo b'kisnen bilvad. So what does that mean if you have cookies at the end of the meal? Rav Sheshes would hold three paskin, even if you have fruit at the end of the minute, say how eats before, you don't say a bracha achrayne after it's covered with the bichas hamazon. So certainly more so if you serve cake at the end of the meal, you say bar minim zaynus on the cake, unless you're still hungry. So the cake is of course in the meal to fill you up. But if you're not hungry, so the cake is a dessert. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, they just say bar minim zaynus. The Mishnah Berurah just quotes Rabbi Kiveges chidushim on the bottom of the page, but there were a lot of cakes that are safek hamotzi. Some cakes are dependent on the machlokes of Rishonim that the Mechaber quotes. So although the Mechaber says v'alachik d'ibya kulam lahakel, whenever there's a safek on cake, whether it's dino kim hamotzi or dino kim zaynus, if you go lahakel, so you say that you say bar minim zaynus. That's if you're eating the cake b'fnei atzma. But if you're eating the cake at the end of the meal, so then safek brachas lahakel would dictate that you should treat it as if it's really hamotzi, and you already said hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. So then you wouldn't say another bracha on that. Okay. So, but in Shulchan Aruch they have a case. If you have a cake that's served at the end of the meal, that's a vadai mezaynus. What's a vadai mezaynus? So we assume that a pie with a filling in the middle is called a vadai mezaynus. Even though the Mechaber it's presented as if that's also under dispute, so we say that's pasa bo bekistin. That's a kiss. A kiss is a pocket and has a filling there. Moshe Feinstein is mechadish in his sefer. Even if you don't have dough on top and dough on the bottom, in the apple in the middle, or cherries in the middle, it's not a pie with a filling in the middle. It's a cake with a lot of sugar. So he says the whole thing is one big pocket. It has so much sugar in it. So the whole thing is considered like a big pocket. It doesn't have to be dough on top, dough on the bottom, and the filling in the middle. The whole thing has a lot of sugar. Rav Moshe Paskin, that's also called the vadei mezaynus. So if they would serve it at the end of the meal, say if you're still hungry, so that's another course in the meal, that you're eating that in order to fill yourself up, so you wouldn't say mezaynus before. But if you're eating it as a snack, you're really finished, then just like if they were to serve fruits at the end of the meal, you would have to say bari prihuayin. So if they serve ice cream at the end of the meal, you got to say sha'ako, it's a dessert. So too, if they serve cake at the end, you would say bari minim mezaynus. So he says, Tosfos now learns pshat and Rav Sheshes. The only time you have a tom bracha lefonav, and tom bracha le'achav, and a dessert, he disagrees with Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. They say that whenever you have fruits at the end of the meal, you say bar pihayitz before. You don't say bracha achrayne after. It's covered with bechas hamazon. He says that's not true. You say bar nefoshes after. The only time it'll be covered with the bechas hamazon is if you have cake at the end of the meal. So manish tana, why is cake at the end of the meal different? What does Tosfos say? Let's see again. What does Tosfos say? Not like Rashi said after Birchas Hamazon. You're eating Pasah Babakist in the middle of nowhere. That you only say Bari Minim Zonis before and Bari Nefoshes at the end. So Tosfos doesn't agree that that's what Rav Sheshes is saying. They may agree Allah Almighty with what the Mishnah Berurah say, but the Birchas Rosh interpreted in Rashi, they're saying the same as the Mishnah Berurah. That if you have a cake, after eating a slice or two of cake, you have not consumed the kazayis of dogon. You consumed the kazayis of the cake, but not a kazayis of dogon. Then you say bar nefoshes at the end. Okay, but Tosfos apparently didn't assume that that's pshat and Rashi. Well, maybe Tosfos disagrees, but that didn't. I don't know. So Tosfos says a different pshat. That well, akin so farish mar. He's eating it, the cake, as a dessert at the end of the meal. So new, so Rav Sheshes holds that if you have fruit at the end of the meal, you say a bracha before and after the fruit. So why shouldn't the same be true regarding the cake? Chutz min ha-pasav, but because mitar chasur kodim birchas hamazon, then torn bracha le'achrav. Why? The potter le'birchas afilu the Rav Sheshes. Even the Rav Sheshes hold that if you have fruits at the end of the meal, it's torn bracha le'achrav. Also, it's not covered with the birchas hamazon, but the cake at the end of the meal is covered with the birchas hamazon. Why? Yishum to have idava muot. Huh? What does that mean? Yishum to have idava muot. Why it didn't have a kazayis? No, it didn't have kazayis either. Avol shaloi b'toch hasud af leachet tzorach levorach ne'enshom. So talking that you did eat a kazayis. If you didn't eat a kazayis, even shaloi b'toch hasud, you're not going to say. So what do they mean? That if you have cake at the end of the meal, so it's covered with the birchas hamazon at the end. Why is it different from having fruits at the end of the meal? So Tosfos is saying that when you have a dessert of fruit at the end of the meal, you eat a lot of fruits. Masheni can cake, you eat just a little bit of cake. That's what they're driving at. It depends who. So that's what they're claiming. The only time Rav Sheshes says that you have to say a bracha le'achrav on a dessert that you had at the end of the meal is not covered with the birchas hamazon, if it's a dessert of peiris, because you have a lot. But if it be a dessert of ice cream where they just serve a tiny little bit of ice cream, it depends. If they serve just a little bit of ice cream or one or two cookies, a small slice of cake at the end, even not having a zayis, that's a dala mu'at, so that's not kaveh bracha achrena b'fnei atzmo. So it really depends whether they give you a big chunk of cake or a very tiny piece of cake. That's what Tosfos claims.
Going back to those achronim who give the Mishnah Brura, what would be if you have this type of cake where you would say, hamotzi on?
When you say mezainis in the beginning, the shadows, whether you say alamichi at the end, or you say bar nefashis at the end.
No. I'm saying, what about a pasta b'kismin where we would say, you would say hamotzi on?
Yeah.
So they would also say, if you don't have a kizayis de'achilas pras, you still would say
bar nefashis.
No, hamotzi.
Yeah, they say hamotzi, yeah. That's the shadow, they say hamotzi if you have less than a kizayis of bread. So we cut the...
No, but I'm saying you would also bench in that case.
I don't think you would bench if you didn't have.
You don't have a desire to have a cross of wheat.
Of wheat.
Impossible kismin.
Right.
This type of cake.
Right.
But if you take into account the sugar and the other stuff,
you have a kazayis.
You have a kazayis.
So that would be this machlekes, the Mishnah Brura, and the other.
In that case, you would bench.
According to those that don't accept the Mishnah Brura, you bench. You bench. Because the Gemara says that if you make something a larger volume because you mixed in other ingredients, I mean the rabbanon, you go to chumi, you treat it as if it has the shear. Treat it as if it has the shear.
So you're saying that hasa bob kismin, even though it doesn't have the shear, it can start with the rest of the suda that you've eaten.
The pasa bob the kismin. What do you mean it's been starved with the rest? The rest was bread, Hastus. The rest of the meal he had bread. So now he has cake at the end of the meal. See, if he would have, the Magen Avraham says, if a person is in the middle of a wedding, Halacha Maaseh, a person in the middle of a wedding, and is taking and he came from the office to go to this wedding and he didn't have dinner yet and he's hungry. So he wants to nibble on the cookies on the table. Let's say he doesn't want to wash because he doesn't want to have to wait till the end in order to be obligated to bench mezumim. So he doesn't wash. But then in the middle of the meal, he's hungry, he's waiting for the next course. So he starts to nibble on the cookies in the middle of the table. And he's eating the cookies to fill himself up. He's hungry, not stam as a snack, like at the end of the whole wedding, you're ready to pluck, so then you have cookies as a snack, as a nash. But here he's eating cookies in the middle. So Magen Avraham claims that that's called kviya suda. Since the cookies are eaten b'tziruf the rest of the meal, and it's eaten l'shem to fill himself up, if it would be eaten the end of the meal, so then the Magen Avraham would not say that that's a kviya suda. But if he eats the cookies in the middle of the meal to fill himself up, then he says that would be hamaitzi. That would be hamaitzi. Here Tosfos to talk about a case. He ate the whole meal and he's having and he washed. He did wash for bread. Then he's having cookies, cake at the end of the meal as a snack. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you have the cookies and the cake at the end of the meal because he's still hungry, then it's Dvarim HaBoyim Achmas HaSup. Then it's like another course of meat, another course of gefilte fish, another bowl of soup. So Tosfos says, lady, you don't say a bracha, even though you're not eating the soup together with bread, you're not eating the flesh together with bread. So the cookies also, you're not eating with bread, but if it's in order to fill you up, so Dvarim HaBoyim Achmas HaSup, no bracha is required. But if he's really full and he's eating the cookies as a snack, as a nash, then you got to say mezainis in advance. After saying mezainis in advance, do you have to say bracha achrayna on it or not? So we paskin like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, whenever you have dessert at the end of the meal, you never say bracha achrayna at the end. The only time you say bracha achrayna is goma milechol, if he already washed my machrayim, or if he already said havlan and nevarach on the next daf, then you got to say a bracha before and after the dessert that you have after the meal is all over. But we usually don't have a siluk asuda. We don't have such a case. So where the din would be, Rav Papa said the Ferish, that the din is like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, that when you have dessert at the end of the meal, you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha achrayim after. But Rav Sheish is within Rav Sheish is who disagrees with Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. He says he said bracha before and after, but even he would admit that by cookies not. So Manashtana, why is cookies not? The Tosfos says because the minig was that they used to give a lot of peiros, And cookies, they only gave a little bit. So it depends. Sometimes you come to a wedding, they give you half a cake. They give each person a half a cake, and even those who want to eat it, they only take a little nibble of it. They don't even eat the whole thing. It's way too much to eat. So if they give you a lot, so then the rapacious will say it's same as Paris. And same Paris, let's say, if they only give you a little bit of Paris in the end, they don't give you a lot of Paris, so then Rav Sheshis will say, also, you don't say a bracha achrayna. We don't accept Rav Sheshis' shita, since halacha ma'is, it's irrelevant, but Tosis is interpreting within Rav Sheshis. The way Rashi interpreted within Rav Sheshis, so Rav Sheshis is saying something that it is shaykh that we should accept. Rashi's interpreting Rav Sheshis, talking that he's eating the Pasal Babakist after benching. It's like on a Monday morning. He's eating it for breakfast on a Monday morning, and he says you say bar nefashis at the end. Why do you say bar nefashis at the end? So the way the Bichas Rosh says and the way the Pnei Yeshua said, the two alternate pshat may say, it could be that that's halacha l'maisa. What Rashi said should be accepted halacha l'maisa. But the Bichas Rosh said the Mishnah Berurah does say halacha l'maisa. If you don't have kazayis dogam tokeh achilas pras, then you don't say ala michi. You say bar minim zaynus in advance, but you don't say ala michi. If Yeshua said achilas should also be halacha l'maisa, he claims within Rashi. The Rashi is driving at the following, that kol sheyesh bo, if the dogon content is less than 50%, you still say bar minim zenis. That's only vis-a-vis bracha rishonah. Bracha achrayna is not so. So Taisa said, Taisa understood that it's not so. Ode amin aliyel, Taisa says, kol sheyesh bo, chamesh minim, tzorach bracha achas minim sholosh. So we really, they don't have any tziyun on that. There is no such gemara. Taisa understood in between the lines of the Gemara that should be the din, but it could well be that that we should accept this Rashi halacha l'maisa. Yeah, so that was the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Quite a few disputes over here between Rashi and Tosfos. Then Rav Sheshis has a. Then the Gemara has Rav Chiya has a chiddush. Pas poiter is kol mini machel. The yain poiter kol mini mashke. The Tosfos says, we don't accept the first half of Rav Chiya. Pas pateres kol mini machel is not true. It all depends if it's machmas asuda shalei machmas asuda. If he's having teinim anovim in the middle of the meal, so we don't say pas pateres kol mini machel. So Tosfos says, we don't accept the first half of what Rav Chiya said because Rav Pop is going to pass him like the previous Gemara. We're not going to accept the Rav Chiya. What about the second half of Rav Chiya? The Taisa says like batl miktsas batl kula. Since we can't accept the first half of Rav Chiya, so we don't accept the second half of Rav Chiya either. They're very strange. But why should they say like that? What does the second half of Rav Chiya got to do with the first half of Rav Chiya? In Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept the first half of Rav Chiya. We do accept the second half of Rav Chiya. Yain poiter kol mini mashkim, and the Taisa later is singing a different tune. The Taisa over here on Amud Beis says we don't accept. Here, yain poiter kol mini mashkim. So Tosfos says, "Leis hilchos hakavasei." The last four lines in the Tosfos. Yain poiter kol mini mashkim. Leis hilchos hakavasei. We don't pass in like Rav Chiya. Why? Sharei mi pas pateres ein alocha kimos el psak Rav Papa. Rav Papa passes against Rav Chiya. Kain is a batel mitzvah about lekula. Gam yehod the kol mini yain poiter. Leis hilchos hakavasei. We don't pass in anything that Rav Chiya said. So Tosfos later on is assuming not so. The top of the next daven and Shulchan Aruch, we assume that you do paskin like Rav Chiya, that yayin poiter kol mini mashkim. If he's drinking yayin bikvias, not stam, he had a little sip of wine. He had a sip of wine under the chuppah, Chasen Kala took a sip of wine, then they're going to have a drink of Coca-Cola later on, he said. So that little bar piagafen on the wine is not going to pot to the Coca-Cola. But if they drank, if you're sitting and drinking a wine party, drinking a lot of wine, and then you want to have mashkim later on, so that's when Tosfos gives an explanation on the top of the next daf. Why? Because the yayin is rosh kol mashkim. It's considered an ikir and a tofel. It is a strange halacha, but we do accept Rav Chiya's second. It is quoted halacha l'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch. Then we have the top line on the next daf. Very strange story. Avuna ate 13 little rolls. Pas habobi kislin v'lo baruch. What do you mean, v'loy baruch? He didn't say birchas hamazon. So they told him, hey, look here. Even though you're a fat horse and you eat a ton of food, but for a normal person who eats 13 loaves of bread, 13 danishes for breakfast, So since for a normal person, even though you're not kaver sud on that, by you, that's only a little snack, that he has 13 big, gigantic danishes. But for a normal person, that's a whole filling meal. So, yeah, so that's considered like kaver sud. The Gemara says later on, if you have lachmanias, Gemara has later on the daf, 10 lines in, lachmanias, ma'arv mehem, mevarach aleim hamotzi. The din is that erevei tchumen is, erevei chatzeris has to be dafket pas. Pashim mevarach amolav hamotzi. So what about using matzahs? Can you make an erevei chatzeris? So usually people use matzahs because you're going to use challah, it's going to get stale. Once it gets stale, it's not where lachilas on, so it's not good anymore. So if you use matzahs, it's going to last for a long time. So the shadis, but svardim say mezainas on matzah. So if you don't say, if you have Cheerios or Wheaties, you can't use Cheerios or Wheaties for erevei chatzeris. You need davke pashim mevarach amolav hamotzi. So the answer is, the Sfardim also, if they would be kaver sud on the matzah, they would say amotzi on the matzahs. Even though when you put away a box of matzahs for the erevei chatzeris, no one's being kaver sud, no one's eating it bichlal. But still, since theoretically, if he would have been kaver sud, it would have been amotzi. That's considered pashim mevarach amolav hamotzi. That's what it says. When is mevarach amaleim hamotzi? Only if kavus udasi alayu. Avlecha de lo kavus udasi alayu loy. Then you say mezaynus. Nonetheless, he says that ma'arvim behem you can use it for erev chatzeris, even though the din requires dafke pas shemevarach amaleim hamotzi. But he's not kaveh suda. When you make an erev chatzeris, no one's eating it at all. You just put it aside. You designate it as the erev chatzeris. So you see that that's good enough. To use cookies that if you would have been kaveh suda, would have, a cake, would have been amotzi if you would have been kaveh suda. So even though you're not kaveh suda, it also has the status of pas. That's why it's called pas above the kisna. It's a subcategory of pas.
So on Shabbos, if Spartan want to make amotzi on matzahs, that would be okay for them?
Yeah. If they be kaveh suda, right. That's where Moshe says, like the Magen Avraham. Moshe paskens like the Magen Avraham. If you eat cookies in the course of a meal in order to fill yourself up, so that's also called kriya suda. So if they're going to eat the matzah in the beginning of the meal, not at the end as a snack, they're going to eat it at the beginning of the meal as part of what's going to fill them up. So that's called the kriya suda. The Racha Shulchan is not happy with that Magen Avraham. He thinks we should not accept his chiddush la'alacha. But Moshe does accept it. Yeah, we assume that that is called the kriya suda. The fact that you eat it betzirif together with the meal.
Or let's say if you're using egg colors, not water colors.
Mm-hmm.
So Spartan are mocking not to use egg colors for hamotzi?
Not familiar. Could be.
Or wouldn't that be because they didn't call that proper concept of the kismet?
Mm-hmm.
So on Shabbos, since you're to wear a suit, then...
Probably weekdays also. If you eat egg challah, you kaveh suda. You make a sandwich out of it. So you're eating it like it's serving the roll like regular bread.
So again, it's that same Magen Avraham.
Yeah. On the airlines, they serve you a meal, a very filling meal, and then they often will put in a little slip of paper that says that all the bread that they're serving is mezainis bread. What does it help? Even if it were true that it's mezainis bread, but you're eating it together with the whole meal, so that itself is the kaveh suda. And the Pashta says that even if you eat it separately, it's also hamotzi. Pashta says it's not pasav b'kisn. It tastes like bread, it looks like bread, it smells like bread, everything like bread. It may have a little made peiris in it. So therefore, even if the whole thing is made peiris, but it tastes like regular bread.
What amount do you say kosher? How much pasav b'kisn does someone have where even if it's not necessarily intending to be?
Oh, that's the shaila. How much do you have to eat that it should be called kviya suda that you have to say hamotzi on? So there are different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So the classical, traditional shiur was what's called mazan sudachas, kedei achilas pras. We had yesterday, how much kedei achilas pras? A pras is mazan sudachas, a bread, either a volume of 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. So that's traditionally, they used to assume that that's what it is. Kol shacherim kovim olav suda means how much bread would a normal person eat in the course of one meal, which is either the volume of 3 or 4 beitzim. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that later achareim came up with a different shiur, Kidei suda serev avoike, the whole bigger shiur, the volume of how much food a person would normally eat in the course of a whole meal. So if you eat so much cake, it's a bigger shiur than 4 beitz. Bigger shiur than 4 beitz. So it's unclear. The Gemara wanted to give us a clear cut halacha, so it became a big machleika. So it's unclear. So there are 3 opinions. One opinion is the volume of 3 beitz, and one opinion is the volume of 4 beitz. And then you have this other opinion, the volume of a whole meal that a person would eat. That's the pashup shot in the Gemara. That Rav Huna was eating 13 Danishes. It says on the side to look in the Tesis and other Mesich. This Tesis always writes, whenever the Gemara says 13, it's usually an exaggeration. Doesn't necessarily mean 13. It may be 5 or 6. Yeah.
Does
Kriya
Suda create a Kriya of Biras and Basel Midraisa or Midrabana?
Pasha Pshat Minatera. Pasha Pshat
Minatera. So what's the source for that? It's hard for that.
Because it's really lechem. There's lechem mamish, and then there's pasal babikistan, which is a subcategory of lechem. The Rambam says that that matzah shira is no good for Pesach. We had the din, has to be lechem oni. Matzah shira is no good. So the Rambam says it's only called matzah shira if it's in the losha of the yain shemet vash v'cholov, one of the dalid mashkin. But according to the Rambam, egg matzahs would be good for shmura matzah. The Pesach night it would be good. Aye, but the Rambam himself says that it's only Baramin Zainus, it's not called Lechem. The answer is no. If you would have been Kaveh Suda, it would be Hamoitzi, so that's enough to be called Lechem.
The Gemara assumed that Mamet Hay, that
people
were
Kaveh
Suda on
Yayin,
you would be
higher Midaraisa,
but
Rahab Rahab. Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Not Lechem at all.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a strange Gemara. I don't know how to deal with that Gemara. Pashtus in the Gemara later is that in order to be Chayven and Bechas Hamozen, you have to have Lechem. Based on the pasuk, Eretz Yisrael and Skenes Tachal Balachem. I don't know what the Gemara meant over there. But if it becomes normal that people are Kaveh Suda on Yayin, then you would say Bechas Hamozen on Yayin. Very strange Gemara. I don't know. So here Rashi on the top of Membeis and Menalf has the two pshatim. So the first pshat is that this Ravuna ate so much Pasa Baba Kisnan, Velo Birch Achrab, and he didn't say Birchas Hamazon. He only said Alamichis. So they brought to his attention, what are you doing? Even though you yourself eat, you polish off 13 Danishes as a snack, but since by normal people that's considered Kedei Sviya, so you also have to treat it like Kedei Sviya. You have to recite, you have to wash, you have to say Amoitz, you have to recite Birchas Hamazon. That's the first pshat. Kach Pirish Rav Hai. Then he says, Rabbi Zena Pirishu, and the other Rishonim learn pshat, and he says, Vekach Pirishu Rabbi Yidoi Ba'alohas Gedoilos, the Bahag learns a funny pshat, that he ate and he ate bread, he had a lot of bread, not place a rifte that he ate 13 Danishes, Pasah Babakistan. No, he ate a lot of bread. And he didn't say Birchas Hamozen because he didn't have Kedei Sviya. He was still hungry. So Rashi says, that's wild. What do you mean? There is a Machlokes Satanayim, Rab Yudah, Rab Meir, where you have to recite Birchas Hamozen when you eat a Kazais or a Kedetz or a Kamondach, Mem Tesam and Beis, and the Mishnah quotes the Machlokes Satanayim, on that Mehemet Aleph. It's not going to be that it's the Loike Ma, Rav Huna is not following, not Rab Yudah Sheet and not Rab Meir Sheet. It's very Peladik. The second Shat Rashi, very strange. That there's going to be an Amoira who is not following any opinion in the Tanakh, that halacha l'maaseh, you only say Birchas Hamazon if you ate Kedei Sviya. There's a Mishnah Megillah that Ho'im Yivarchu Chatoivim Mishaski Mosav. One says, the good one should bless God, so that's not right. So what is it referring to? Ho'im Yivarchu Chatoivim. So Rashi quotes one of the Pshatim, I think there are around six Pshatim over there in the Mishnah. It's very obscure what the Mishnah is talking about. One of the pshatim is, one should only recite Birchas Hamazon if he ate Kedei Sviya. Whoever didn't eat Kedei Sviya should not recite Birchas Hamazon. Only such people should bless HaKadosh Baruch and recite Birchas Hamazon. Toivim, toiv means that they ate Kol Tuv, they ate Kedei Sviya. So the Mishnah says, Mishaski Maisa, because it's not proper, because the Rabbanan, you're obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon even if you didn't have Kedei Sviya. That's one of the pshatim the Rishonim give. You have other pshatim in the Mishnah. So that's why Rashi, all the Rishonim find it hard to believe that that's what the Gemara means over here. The Rav Huna ate bread, but since he was still hungry at the end of the meal, so even though he ate a kezais and a kibetza, he followed the din d'oraisa. You don't recite Birchas Hamazon, and that's what they brought to his attention, that that's not correct. Whenever he needed, whenever one eats a kezais, he's mechuyav the bench with the rabban. It's very strange to say that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has a discussion. Yeah, how do we paskin? Dvarim haboim shaloi machmas hasuda laachar hasuda atunim brocha lepneim uli achreim. What does it mean laachar hasuda? So the Gemara says silik itma. If they mamish took away the table, or if they said havlo lanavarach, or if they washed mayim achreim. Why should washing mayim achreim play a role? So the Gemara says because we have sholosh kifasim. So one of the three tkifas is take care of the netilas adayim bracha. So in the context of the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, you see that the reference is to mayim achrayim. Take care of the netilas adayim means immediately, soon after washing mayim achrayim bracha, one should recite birchas hamazon. We follow the Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rabba quoted by Rabbi Kibeger on the bottom of the page, that this memory applies also to Maim Rishayim and Hamoitzi. Take care from the Netilas Adayim Bracha. One should not be mafsik too long in between washing the Netilas Adayim Rishayim, Maim Rishayim and Hamoitzi. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Tesis as a Chiddush based on the Gemara, that if you do the, there were three tkifas. So one of the three tkifas was take care for smicha shchita. So the Gemara says, if you do smicha chutz lo azara, then you bring the animal into the azara, so that'll be a violation of take care for smicha shchita. Why? How far a distance is it? So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that it's 22 amas. So you see from the Gemara that walking 22 amas is a violation of take care. L'smicha shchita. So Memela Tosfos thinks the same should be true regarding take care from the netilas adayim bracha. A person will wash netilas adayim over here, then he's eating in the sukkah. So he's going to walk till he gets to his sukkah. So that's about, or he's washing feet at the wedding, and then his seat is all the way over there, the end of the wedding hall. He's going to have to walk quite a distance, more than 22 amas. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from this Tosfos in Saita that that'll be a violation of just like the shear. Take if lismicha shchita means it has to be within 22 amas, so to over here has to be within 22 amas. Many of the achrayim disagree and they say no. They disagree with the Tosfos. They disagree with the Tosfos. Tosfos proves it because if it's in the same room, if you do the smicha in the azara, it'll be within 22 amas. The out of the azara, it'll be further than 22 amas. So the achrayim disagree and they say that's not the reason why. More than 22 amas, less than 22 amas. What kind of an odd shear is that? Chav beis amas. They say, no, if you do smicha in the same room where you're going to do the shechita, gigantic room, even 1,000 amas away, but if it's mipino, we have a din of shechita makom sarach levarach. The Gemara has an arbi psochim, the last parak of psochim, that when a person recites a birchas hanenin in one location, he starts to eat, and then he wants to continue eating in another location, so he's required to recite the second bracha. So when is it considered the shechita makom that is sarach levarach? So then Shulchan Aruch, the cloud that we accept is the following, that if it's mipina lepina ba'osel cheder, if it's from one corner to the other in a gigantic room, so that's not considered shinim akum. If it's micheder lecheder ba'osel bayis, then it's not considered shinim akum if you had in mind. If you had in mind b'lechatchila, when he said shahakol or whatever, bracha, he said bar pi adama, he has in mind that he's going to continue eating in the other room in the house, micheder lecheder ba'osel bayis, then it's not called shinim akum to hemshech. But if it's mibayis lebayis, from one house to the other, even if you had a mayim lechatchila, it doesn't help. Unless it's holchei drochim. That's what the Tosfos points out from the Yerushalmi. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, like the person is traveling on the highway, so he starts eating now, and then he's going to go a few steps, then he's going to have to say another bracha. Each time he takes another couple of steps, he has to say another bracha. The Yerushalmi says, holchei drochim, they never instituted. The whole thing is only with the Rabbanan. The whole birchas hanenin is only with the Rabbanan. So the whole din that shinim akum sarach levarach is only midirabban. So they never instituted it by holchei drochim. So if the fellow plans, he's going on a trip, but he's walking around the whole time. So then if he says a bracha when he's in the state of holchei drochim, so then he doesn't have to say another bracha when he switches shinim akum. But if he's not a holchei drochim, basically he's staying in the same place, so then afilo mibayis lebayis with kavana doesn't help. Bayis lebayis is for sure called the shinim akum. So the Achrayim assume that perhaps the same shiurim applied, that's about shinim akum sarach levarach, but you have to say another birchas hanenin before you continue to eat in the new location, or if you went to shinim akum, you go back to the old location, want to continue eating there, maybe that's considered a hapsok in the middle. So the Achrayim relate this also to this tekef l'netila bracha. True, you have to say hamoitzi tekef t'netilas adayim maim rishayim, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amas or the actual walking 22 amas. It could be that it's not like Taisa said at all with the 22 amas. If you would have done smicha in the azara, so the whole azara is one big room. So bo'os echeda mipina lepina bo'os echeda, that's not called the shinim akum, but again to bracha rishayna, but again to requiring a new birchas hanenin, so it's not called the shinim akum, but again to take if lenitim. But if you're going to wash in one room, If you're going to do smicha in one room and then do the shechita in the other room, chutz lazar, nin yazar, mecheder lecheder, so that's considered a shina makom. So maybe that would be considered a shina makom if you wash. So it's still going to be a problem. Let's say if I wash until it's a dime in the hallway, then I'm going to eat some wedding halls. They have them until it's a dime. You wash in the same room where the meal is going to be. Some places they have you wash outside. Yeah. So if you're going to wash outside, then eat the food inside. So then it's mecheder lecheder. Some say if you can see it, plays a role. Some different opinions in Achrenim. They're all guessing. They're all Makaris and again.
So if in your house you wash in the kitchen, that's not good enough to eat in the dining room?
That's the some hold that that's an objection, even though it's less than 22 amos. Tosfos says it all depends on 22 amos. There are more quotes like that. The other Achrenim say no, they think not so. Bein l'hakol, bein l'hachmer. It could be more than 22 amos, but if it's mipina lepina bosa cheder, it's not a problem. But it can be less than 22 amos, if it's micheder lecheder, then it will be a problem. Even though micheder lecheder, if you had intention, then it's not called shina makom benigeh to birchas hanenin, to require another birchas hanenin. But benigeh to this din of tekef l'netila bracha, so some are going to want to say the intention wouldn't help. So how do you solve your problem? That's what the Prima Gadim says, that the gemara of the netila siadayim is when you do the niguv. The Gemara says in Sait on the first parak, Ha'echol lechem b'li niguv kilo ha'echol lechem tamei. If you wash until it's yadayim, you didn't dry your hands, and you eat the bread with the moisture on the hands are very wet, so then it's kilo ha'echol lechem tamei. So you see from the Gemara, for some reason or not, there's a question why. See from the Gemara, there are different interpretations. One, that the niguv, the drying off your hands, is considered the Gemar of the Netilas Yadam. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. Let the person wash in one room, let him dry his hands in the other room. So then if he dries in the other room, the Gemara of the Netilas Yadam is in the other room. So then, Lepina Basacheder is no problem. The Shaila is, what if you have, you have to walk more than one room? So how long can you dry your hands? So that's what the Prima Gadim says, even though your hands are basically dry, but if you keep on rubbing your hands together, they'll become drier than they were before. So maybe that's also considered, maybe that's also nitfas as a gemar of the netilas yadayim, and you have, if it's within 22 amos, if you're all like that taisis, or if it's pinel de pinel basa cheder, maybe that'll spare you from the violation of the din of tekef. Even if you did violate the din of tekef, it doesn't mean you have to wash the netilas yadayim again.
And the shear 22 amos is not a shear in zman? So if one finished washing within 22 hours in the same room, there's no, and one has to wait for the final vice or whoever it be. So there's no shir in zman at all.
You know, remember, I don't think so. Got to look again. Maybe there's a shir in zman. Don't know. Yeah. The end of the top taisis, some of them based on an aleph. They raised the question that we discussed already earlier.
Let's say the Torah has to bring a korban, right? So he cannot come inside the Azara because he's tamei.
Yeah.
So therefore you have a violation of tekef v'smicha shechita because he has to do the smicha outside, right?
Yeah.
So then you violate the rule of...
I guess so. Yeah. He only puts his hands in for the matan behind us. Yeah, mm-hmm. But he doesn't put his hands in for the smicha. Yeah, so he got no choice. L'chatchil, the three takeifs are l'chatchil.
And it's only the Rabbana, right? This
din of
takeif,
smicha,
shechita
is only the Rabbana? Don't know. I don't think so. I think takeif, smicha, shechita is a din deraisa. It's probably only l'chatchil. Look, the whole smicha is not ma'ake b'diyel. So even if you do the smicha, shelo b'tkifas to the shechita, I can't say that it's ma'ake b'diyel, but if the whole smicha is not ma'ake b'diyel. I think it is a lechatchila deraisa. At the end of the top taisis on Mendes and Menal, they raise the issue that we had already discussed earlier when we were learning the bottom taisis on Lamentes and Mendes, namely, how can you eat moror in the middle of the meal but only reciting Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekedishonah B'mitzvah, Shekedishonah B'mitzvah, Shekedishonah B'mitzvah, why don't we have to recite the Bore Pri HaAdama? Is it normal? Is eating moror considered Dvarim HaBoy Machmas HaSudah? So Tosis quoted in Psochim, and Arab Psochim, they quoted Rabbi Yosef Tuvelema, said that that's why you say, that's what he wrote in his piyut for Shabbos Agon. That's why you say Hu'adoma when you eat the karpas, and you should have in mind that Hu'adoma should cover the morah as well. And so what's the big problem? Says Seha Adama on the Mara. No, so he says that that would pose the problem of to recite two brachas, Birchas Hanen and then the Birchas HaMitzvah over the same piece of Mara, that would pose a problem. So here Taisus is alluding to that, and they're not happy with Rabbi Yosef Tevel. So they say, the Gemara said, Imsochim, Gemara raises the question, if you're ready, wash the Tilis Yadayim before dipping the karpas into the salt water. Why do you have to wash again the Tilis Yadayim for the matzah? He already washed until the Siddai. So the Gemara says, because Kev in the Ika, Hagod of Halel, Asach Daite, it's a Hesach Hadas. So Taisit Taina, just like the Gemara says, it's a Hesach Hadas, you have to wash until the Siddai again. There should be a Hesach Hadas, you should have to repeat the Bracha Barapi Hadom. Rabbi Yosef Tevelim apparently thinks not so. Taisit explains himself. Rabbi Yosef Tevelim holds only Hesach Hadas from Shmiris Hayadayim. And that's why we would require another Netilas Yadayim before you're about to eat the matzah. But it's not considered Hesach Hadas from eating food. He knows in advance when he says the Bracha Adom on the Karpas that he needs a Hadom on the Mor and he's going to cover the Mor. It's not a Hesach Hadas from the eating. So he is not happy with that answer. They hold that that shows that he's wrong. So they have to explain why don't you have to say Bar Pri Hadoma on the Mor or in the middle of the meal. So Taisus says, not because it's considered Dvar Mabayim Machmas Asudah. The other question is, how do you explain why is it Dvar Mabayim Machmas Asudah? So Taisus said, because it exerts HaKosah, because Hapi HaLoche, it's on the menu tonight. The Torah draws up the menu. Keeping the Sim HaMatzah, Simram Yachlu. So the Torah says you have to first eat matzah, then eat morer, Keseder Azeh. That's what the Rashbam writes in Bava Basra. This is a Seder Lachatchila Deraisa B'Di'evit, if you have the morer prior to eating the matzah, b'di'evit, you'll be yotze. But this is the seder l'chatchila. Al-pi halacha is considered dvar haboy machmas asudah. That's how Taisus here presents it. The Taisus there in Psochem gave a slightly different presentation. They said, no, that it's normal that people do have vegetable salad in the middle of a meal. So that's why it's a mitzias. It's called dvar haboy machmas asudah. It doesn't have to be al-pi halacha dvar haboy machmas asudah. Here, Taisus, the end of the Taptais, they presented that al-pi halacha on the halachic menu, on Le'al HaSeder, on the Chumash, based on what it says in the Chumash, Al Matzah, Simram Yachlu, first Matzah, and then Morer. So the Torah declares that it's Dvarm HaBoy Machmas Asu. This has such a similar idea, they repeat it again later. Ataka de Reish Galusa Samchina. The Torah has a Shaila, a person washes Mayim Achreinim on Pesach night, and he forgot to eat the Afikonim. So if he washes Mayim Achreinim, so the Gemara says, if he wants to eat anything else, he has to say another Bracha. But if you're eating by the Reish Galusa, and you don't know what's on the menu, and then the Reish Galusa, Mrs. Galusa, starts serving a dessert or something, starts serving more food, so the Gemara says, it doesn't matter that you said, Havla another Baruch, you wash my machrein. What's irrelevant? You're not the Balabas over here. The Reish Galusa, Mrs. Reish Galusa is in charge. So just like the Gemara says, Anan ataka the Reish Galusa samchina, we're not the Balabatim to declare that the meal is over. So the same is true on Pesach night. Since the Pi Halacha is supposed to have, not the Rabban Shalom said, but the Mishnah said, it's supposed to have Afikonin at the end of the meal. So the Halacha declares that it's on the menu tonight. So it's along the lines of what they wrote at the end of the first Pesach. That the Morer in the middle of the meal on Pesach night is considered the Varm Habay Machmas Hasur, because Pi Halacha it's on the menu tonight. So that's the same over here, they write. That since Al Pi Halacha, you're supposed to eat the Afikoman at the end of the meal before the benching, and you forgot, and you washed my machan, you said, Havlan Levarach. Just like the Gemara would say, Anan, Ataka de Reish Galusa Samchin, we would say, Anan, Ataka de Rachmona Samchin. We rely on the Dinatar. Dinatar is that the meal is not finished.
We don't need the Mora in the middle of the meal in any case. Usually, these things depend on what is currently.
Whatever is normal.
Yeah, it's not normal. Mara is not normal food.
So it depends what you use for Mara. Yes. If you use Roman lettuce.
That is, okay.
So that's normal to have a lettuce salad in the middle of the
night. Right.
Then the Mishnah has different types of wine. There's Yain Shalaf Ne'amazin, there's Yain Shabbatech Amazin, then there's Yain Shalaf Achar Amazin. So birch ala yayin shebetoch hamazon. The yayin shebetoch hamazon is just to wash down the food. The yayin shelachar hamazon is you're drinking it separately, so that has more chashivas. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin that birch ala yayin shebetoch hamazon, since zelishros zelishdois, so it doesn't pata. One does not pata the other. But what if it would be the reverse? He was birach al ayan shelifnei hamazon. That's lishtos. He's drinking wine independently of every food. Would that cover the yayin shebetach hamazon? Yayin shebetach hamazon is not covered with hamotzi. That's what Ben Zayna said on the previous dog. You have to say bar piagopin. Here he said bar piagopin. And the yayin shelifnei hamazon. So Tosis had the 2 days on Amud Beis. So one opinion was just like birach al ayan shebetach hamazon doesn't cover the yayin shelachar hamazon, so too birach al ayan shelifnei hamazon doesn't cover the yayin shebetach hamazon. Tosis rejected that. It didn't make any sense because lishrois, the wine that you drink just to wash down the food, is not as choshev as lishtois. Lishtois, that yayin has a chashivas. So Gemara just said in one direction, birach al ayan shebetach hamazon does not pata the yayin shelachar hamazon, but birach al ayan shelifnei hamazon would certainly yes part to the Yansha B'toch HaMozim. That's how we follow that opinion in Tosfos.
A different wine, or Lishrois or Lishrois
are the same wine?
Same
wine,
yeah. I think it's the same
what
wine.
What you drink it for. Yeah. What the nature of the drinking is, yeah. Then the Mishnah has a statement, Birach al HaPas Poteres HaPaperes, because the Paperes Dvarim HaBoim Machmas HaSuda. Birach al HaPaperes Lo Poteres HaPas. So Rashi learns papyrus is fish or chicken. He says shahakal on it. Fargios was the fancy chicken, and dogim is the fish. So he said shahakal on the fish or on the chicken, it doesn't pata the pas. So very strange. So Taisa Tain is against Rashi. Of course it doesn't pata. Like, that's like he had the shali before. He's eating tznon and zayas. So I should say that since b'dievin, if he said hadol on a zayas, he would be yotzei. So here I should say, Shasabcha Kedi Evidam, in order to conserve on brachas, we want to save a bracha. We don't want to say brachas and tzvicha, so we should say Huadoma and it's known, and that should pata the zayis. So Rashi explained before that you don't say that. So the same over here, that's where Rashi is learning that the Mishnah is coming, Lapuke, Birach ala paperes, if he says Shahakal on the chicken, or on the gefilte fish, Lai pater is a pas, even a bit of yeah, but if he would have said Shahakal on pas, he would have been Yoitzeh, that's because he said Shahakal on the pas. Maybe he's only said shahakal on the chicken or on the fish. So we don't assume that he had in mind to cover the pasas. But it's a strange pshat. So Tosfos says no. Tosfos thinks that parperis. This is proofs in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin. The parperis is somehow similar to maisa kedera, which is wheatina, farina, oatmeal, something like that. That's bari minim zaynus. So. So Tosfos learns that papyrus is something that's some kind of a slice of bread, but for some reason or another, it's like pasa bavikis. It's not bread that's hamotzi, it's bread that's bari minim zaynus. So one might have thought that since the papyrus is bread and the lechem is bread, so maybe birach al papyrus, poter es hapas. So that's what the Mishnah says, no, even though zel lechem is zel lechem. But since this lechem is mezainis, because it's somehow you made it into a pasah babikisni, and the other lechem is a bona fide amoitzi, so that's what it says, birach al paperes, loy pater es hapas. What if he had in mind explicitly, he eats cookies, and he says bar min mezainis, and he has in mind that the bar min mezainis that he says on the cookies should cover the bread as well. What's it then if he said b'dievid, you made a mistake, you said on bread shahakol. So we paskin, the Mishnah said, Akulam birch shakol yot. So the machlekes amarayim, Rafuni Rav Yechanan, what's the din on pas v'yayin? So Tosfos says, we paskin like Rav Yechanan, that birch shakol yot even applies to pas v'yayin. What if he would say, Bar minim zaynus on pas? So it doesn't say in the Gemara, but that's what in Shulchan Aruch it's assumed. That if I'm mistaken, the person says, Bar minim zaynus on bread, so but the evidence would be yot. So what if he says, Bar minim zaynus on cookies? Let's say he says Kiddush on Shabbos morning and his wife serves cookies and he says Bari Min Mezainis and he has in mind that this Mezainis should cover the Lecha Mishnah that he's going to eat later. Does it really cover Bidi? Yeah, but if you would make a mistake and you say Bari Min Mezainis on bread, and Chali would be Yetzer. But here he said Bari Min Mezainis on the cookies, can that cover the Chala? So that would be the same Machlokes over here between the Mechaber and the Shagasariyeh. He said, Mezainis on the cookies, so there was no brachal about Tolas. So and the Mechaber would say, if you had in mind explicitly to cover the Hamoitzi, then Rashi would agree that it's good. And the Shagasari would disagree that even if you had in mind explicitly. So here the Mishnah Brura writes, from the Shittim Kubetzos, he says that even if he said Mezainis on the cookies and you had in mind that this should cover the challah, so that's not even good b'diyev. So that's a big problem. How did he know to say like that? The Mechaber Paskin, it was a machlekes, the Mechaber and the Shagas Aryeh, If you said huadoma on the potatoes, and you had a mind that it should cover the apples, does it cover the apples or not? So the Mechaber says that it does cover the apples, Shabbosai holds it does not. So according to the Mechaber, it does cover the apples. How does the Mishnah Berurah quote, he quotes Achronim, that he quotes the Shittim Kobetzes, that if he said the Zainus on the cookies, having in mind explicitly that it should cover the challah also, it's no good. Why is it so poshut that it's no good? It should depend on the same Achlekes, the Mechaber and the Shagasari. According to the Mechaber, should be good. Problematic. The Pashta says it should be good video.
You
can answer
on the
designers
and you know you're going to need a lot. Do you make the mitzvah?
The mitzvah? It becomes regular mitzvah, yeah.
So isn't that what he's doing here? No, he's doing
designers. Yeah, apparently he's eating designers before just as a snack, and he plans to eat. He's going to wash later for a hamitzvah. So he says mezainis now, so the Mishnah says birch ala paperis, even though this looks like a slice of bread. But this bread is mezainis, and that bread is hamaitzis, so it doesn't pat. What if he had a mind explicitly? He says mezainis on the cookies, has mind explicitly that it should cover the challah. So if he would have said mezainis on challah, so the Mishnah Berurah caused Achranim to say that, you are Yetzim Liyah. But if he said mezainis on the cookies, having mind explicitly, it should cover the challah as well. So he quotes Oshitim Kobetzis, later in Brachas, that it does not pat. Questionable whether we should pass on like that, because by the Vadoma and the Ho'et, the Mechaber says if you had explicitly in mind that this Vadoma over the vegetable should cover the apple, but yeah, but it is good. The Shagasari disagrees with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, but yeah, but it is good. So how is the Mishnah Berurah so convinced that even with the Yevet it would be no good by the Zoinus on the cake, and you have in mind that it should cover the challah as well? Not so posh. Then we had the Mishnah. The only time we can permit one person to say hamoitzi to be moitzi the others is if they're all eating the hesebu. If they're not eating the hesebu, then we don't allow one person to be moitzi the others. We said that we mentioned the Yerushalmi quite a few times that the klal of the Mishnah is that you don't allow shemei kain and bichos hanenah before or after eating food. If you're eating the food yourself, you have to recite the bracha yourself. Minat, the Pashtus is like the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Vilna Gaon, that this whole din is only a chumra midrabbanan. Minat, you would rely on Shemei Koinah. What do you mean, you would rely? It's no din of Birchas Hanenah, Minat. I mean, let's say Birchas Hamazon. So Birchas Hamazon, Minat, you say, you do allow Shemei Koinah, Birchas Hamazon. The whole thing is only a chumra midrabbanan that we don't permit it. So that's what the Gemara says. If one is a seif and one is a poor, so the seif and mevarach of bur, yaitse bevachas, that was a memhem and base. If he simply doesn't know how to bench, so then you revert back to the din there. I said, you do rely on Shemei Kain, even on Pirch Zamoz and their eyes. Hesebu Ech Mevorach Kulim, right? So he mentioned, the Taisa says that Bizman is a Englan who has Sebu, so Yeshiva Didan, Ke Hesebu Didu. If they're all sitting around the table, but they have to be sitting around the table, without sitting around the table, Tognish. Then Mar talks later about Bar Miyari Ho'esh, that one person says Abdullah and everybody's Yaisid Bar Miyari Ho'esh at Bar Minim Psamim. What, every Gemara is talking about Hesebu? Nah. The Taisa Samim Gimel Man Aleph that talks the end of that Taisa is discussing how am I might see the other people with the Abdullah. The Pashtus is the way the Bichas Rosh says. The whole issue that they raised was that if they all want to drink the wine, if only the one who says Abdullah is drinking the wine, the others are not going to drink it. So then it's not a shaila. How is he moitzi them in Havdalah? Shemei Kaina. How is he moitzi them in Bari Minim Psamim? Bari Miyari Ha'ish? Baitu Shemei Kaina. On the Bari Piyagofen, that's an issue. On eating or drinking, that's an issue. So that's what Taisus raises the problem. How is he moitzi them? How can we permit everybody to drink the wine? They're not sitting around the table. So that's what Taisus says. Maybe we should insist. The last three lines in the Taisus Mem Gimel Aleph. The best and more correct is to insist that everyone should be sitting if they want it. He should be Moitzi them with the Bar Piyagof. And the Taisus points out the bottom Taisus has Sebu on Mem Beis and Mem Aleph as well as the Taisus on Mem Beis. The bottom, Asora B'nei Odom, Taisus repeats it. That the din in the Mishnah that Hesebu Echem Baruch Hu Kulam applies equally to Baruch Rishayna as well as Baruch Achrayna. in order for one person to be moitzi the others with hamoitzi, you have to have that they should all be eating the haseba. In order for one to bench mezumen that the other should be yoitzi, you also need shlosh shach luke achas. Ke achas means either haseba, or you say neizel menechel beduch plan. That's when Amar tells the story. The Rav passed away, and the students went to the funeral, and then on the, as they were walking back home, so they made an announcement, Nezel and Echal Lachma on the Hardanik. Three lines from the bottom, Amen Beis, Amen Beis, right before the bottom, Amen Beis, Amen Beis. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that such an announcement in advance, Nezel and Echal Lachma Beduch Taplan, that's eaten in a certain location, that itself is considered an Achila Bikvias. So that combines them all together, that's the equivalent of Hesebu, both with respect, Dechem Avarach Lukulam Hamoitzi, as well as Echem Baruch Lekulam, the Bichas Hamazon, the benching Mizumim. But if you wouldn't have had a Seba, it wouldn't be Shlosh Shach Lekachas, and I wouldn't be able to be Moitzi the others with the Bichas Hamazon either. And then the Gemara says that this whole distinction between Yoshua and Hesebu, on Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara says this is only by Pas V'yayin. By other foods, there is no difference between Hesebu or Loi Hesebu. What do you mean? In which direction is there no difference? The Gemara has two versions, whether even if Loi Hesebu Echem Avarach Lekulam, or even if Hesebu Ein Echad Maitzi Yisacherim Yidei Chayvos. Those are two Lushanis in the Gemara. Machlekes, the Ramam and the Raivin, the Mechamah quotes the two opinions. About Shar Echlam, outside of Pasim Yayin, would you say that I can be Maitzi the other people without any problems? Or you say, no, you can't even Maitzi them with Hesebu. They're simply not Nitfas in Hesebu. The Hesebu is only feasible by Pasa Yain, so outside of Pasa Yain, there's no Asebo, so I cannot be Moitzi the others with Hebrach. So those were 2 days in the Gemara. Machlek is the Ramah. When they arrived in 2 days in the Mechaba, had a Pasa. This is quoted a klal from the Gemara in Chulin, the beginning of Kol HaBasar. Ein mezamnim al haperes. You can only bench mezumah to be mitzvah the others if you're having pas. That's the pashtus. If you have anything else, you can't be mitzvah. We had on the first daf in Shlosh Shachlu, the Rav Yoah is the only one in the whole wide world who quotes this Chuvas Rav Haigoyen. That ein mezamnim al haperes only goes on apples and oranges, but it doesn't go on olives on the Shivas Aminim. Since you have to say Me'ein Shalosh, so there is a din of mezumah. We usually assume not like that, the Chuvas Rav Haigoyen. We assume Emes Amin La Paris even goes on Paris when the Shivas Aminim. The only time you have Zimun, that one can be Moitzi the others, is in Birchas HaMozim. We had a Gemara earlier, but the Gemara says, Nosan Rabbi Gamliel Rishus Levarach LeRabbi Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Akiva should say the Baruch HaChonit to be Moitzi the others who had eaten. So Taisa says that was Rabbi Gamliel Shitosa here. The Taisa is Lamed Zayin and Aleph on the bottom. Rabbi Gamliel thought that you say Shalosh Brachas. You say the whole Birchas Hamazon Nusach after eating any one of the Zayin of the Shivas Aminim. So if you're going to bench Birchas Hamazon, so you thought that there's no problem of Emes Amnim Al HaPeres. You're saying Birchas Hamazon. But with Yitzhak Halacha, the Kaimalon, Emes Amnim Al HaPeres, we pass from that you say al ha'etz al pri-ha'etz, you don't say birchas hamazon on the shivas aminim, only on pas mamish. So then one cannot be moitzi the others with the bench. So Rabbi Gamliel, Nasar Meshus, Rabbi Akiva Levarach, he should bench mezumah out loud to be moitzi everybody. And then Rabbi Akiva bench, he muttered under his breath. He didn't say it loud enough to be moitzi everybody. That's how Taisus learns. That's how Taisa learns. According to this Rav Haigoyen, you can say not so. Rav Haigoyen says that on all the Shivas Aminim, you can be Moitzi the others with Mizumah. Yeah, we assume not like Rav Haigoyen. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's even on cake, Eim Mizamnim Al HaPeres. You only have Zimun on Pas Mamish. So it's not really right. That's what the Taz writes. It is that there's a common practice. Taz lived in the 1600s. It's a long time ago, over 300 years ago. So the Taz writes it's a common practice in all the yeshivas and all the shuls. They have a Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Then they make an announcement, and one person says Al HaMichya, and it's Moitzi everybody. So how can you be Moitzi everybody with Al HaMichya? The thing is Amnim Al HaPeres. You can only be Moitzi the others if you bench in Mizumah. If there's no Mizumah by Paris, so you can't be Moitzi the others. So the Taz defends the practice. He says, well, the alternative is going to be that the people will simply walk away. They won't say a bracha achrayna at all. So the Gemara said, if one is a seif and one is a boor, then we revert back to the din d'oraisa. The seif and baruch boor yosef b'chasa, we do permit shemei kohen. So he said, the same is true over here by Kiddush. You know that some people, half the people, more than half people are going to walk away, they're simply not going to say a bracha achrayna. They don't know how to say alamich. So it's better, like shas hatchak in the yeved dami. But the yeved, the shas hatchak, we would allow you. Seif and baruch boor yosef b'chasa, but shas hatchak, we allow it. So this is also shas hatchak. Also shas hatchak. You're afraid that people will simply walk away. They're not going to say bracha achrayna. So let them at least be yotzei with shemei kohen. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Thank you.